Hey everyone, welcome to Gilmore Gals. My name is Karishma and I'm here with my co-hosts and friends, Jaina and Anusha. In today's episode, we'll be recapping season 2, episode 5 of Gilmore Girls. What did you guys think of this episode?
I really liked this episode. I think this is the episode we finally get to meet Jess. So it's exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, I like this episode. It's really interesting because you get to see a different side of Luke. It's always the best. And yes, you get to see Jess, and then you kind of get to see how Rory, you know, interacts with him and everything. So it's a start of a new beginning.
Yes, I got very excited when I saw the title of this episode was Nick and Nora and Sid and Nancy, because I always associate that with the first episode that Jess appears in. So. Very exciting. All right, so before we get into our discussion, we're just going to take a quick break. All right, so Jaina, do you want to walk us through the first part of the episode?
So we start out with Rory and Lorelai. They're at the diner, and Rory is very excited for school. She is talking to Lorelai about like how she can't be late and how her classroom is like on one side and the other class is on the other side, and she needs to like get there to figure out the best time she can get to one place to another. And then something about her like new locker situation, so she's very excited. And then Lorelai's telling her like, you know, calm down, like you're not gonna be late, like don't worry. And then you see Lane coming in, and Lane is like fully excited about finding a cool CD or record store, I think. And the music is like all from the 60s, and she's like super excited because this store is, I think, like 10 minutes away from Chilton. So she tells Rory to buy like a bunch of CDs for her, and she starts like listing off different music titles that she wants, and Rory's like writing them down, and she's like, yes, I'll get these for you. In the meantime, Lorelai gets up and she wants like a donut, and then she's like, don't worry, I won't be too long, because like Rory's like freaking out, she needs to like get to school on time since it's the first day. And then Taylor comes in dressed as like a Boy Scout, and he's like with other little Boy Scouts, and Luke gets kind of frustrated, and like he's just like, what are you guys like doing here type of thing, and he's like just, I don't know, flustered all around. And then Lorelai comes and she's like, I want a donut. And then the phone rings and he picks it up, and it's apparent like he's very like angry, like whoever he's talking to. And then we later find out that it's his sister, because after he hangs up the phone, he's like, who from these kids like has a sister? And then a boy like raises his hand, he's like, I sympathize for you. And the little boy's like, thank you. But in the meantime, like Lorelai already like went in the back and she just got like donuts for herself, which I thought was hilarious. I just found it very interesting that she's so comfortable at Luke's that she'll go behind the diner and just get the donuts for herself. But yeah, what did you guys think of just that first part? And there was like a lot of small little scenes just in there.
Yeah, I loved it. So random, but I actually looked up the book that Lane had with her when she was asking Rory to buy her records. Because the whole time I was just like, oh, like, is Lane looking at an encyclopedia? Like, what is that giant book she has with her? And it's apparently called Mojo Collection, The Greatest Albums of All Time, published in the year 2000. So I just loved how she referenced this giant book to help her decide which records to buy. Because, you know, nowadays we just have, like, Google. So I love that. And I also like how that scene with like Luke interacting with the Boy Scouts was just kind of like foreshadowing Luke's relationship and like his mentality towards kids and how he just really doesn't like them. So yeah, I like this collection of smaller scenes.
Same here. These little small scenes I feel like are like the quintessential Gilmore Girls like trope, where you just have the little things going on around like the small town, and it's just really funny and entertaining.
Yeah, definitely. So then we move on to the next scene. Lorelai sees Luke outside with a bunch of grocery bags outside of Luke's, and she offers to help him. So they take these grocery bags up to Luke's bedroom, so his apartment upstairs from the diner. And Luke mentions that his nephew is coming to stay with him because his sister Liz can't deal with him anymore, and Luke will be straightening him out. And then Luke explains that Liz is the problem. Like, she's always like been the problem ever since their like mom died. Like, she's not as responsible, and she had a kid at a young age and all of this stuff. And he keeps saying like it Jess is like a troubled child or like a troublemaker, but he's just in the wrong path, and he makes an excuse almost. It seems the connotation seems as if Liz is the issue and he'll be fine staying with Luke. But Lorelai keeps asking like questions about like how Jess feels about this, and then she like explains to him that it's gonna be a lot of work. And Luke insists, like, hey, this is family, like you do for family. And then Lorelai just continues to be concerned, and she offers help anytime it's needed. So just that little scene, what did you guys think? Especially of Luke like making the air mattress while Lorelai's like asking all these things.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny seeing Luke like trying to get everything ready for Jess. I like it's clear that he doesn't really know what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree. I like how like much groceries he got and the most random stuff like Frosted Flakes and like all just this random like just food and like the air mattress. Like it all just like showed how unprepared he was for it all, 'cause it was like, you know, sprung up on him randomly. So yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was just interesting to the air mattress thing. I wanted to laugh so much because what teenager is going to sleep on that?
Yeah.
And then we move on to the next scene. Rory is at Chilton and she sees Paris, and Paris is still angry at her for what had happened last time they saw each other. Before school ended. And then Rory goes inside the classroom and suggests that they should coexist, and that's what's going to be the best option for them because that's just how life is. And then she talks about how they're both going to be in the paper together, and I think Paris is going to be the editor this year. And Paris then like agrees that yeah, we should coexist, and kind of just closes the topic there. And then in the next scene, we see Luke waiting for Jess outside the bus stop, and Jess arrives with just one duffel bag to Stars Hollow. Luke takes him to the diner, shows him the upstairs room, and then he just shows him around the place. Jess pretty much just dumps all of his stuff from the duffel bag on the air mattress and then just like leaves with a book. Luke like tells him like, hey, don't you need the keys? And he's like, no, like I don't need the keys to open the door. And Luke is like, I'm not even gonna ask. And then Jess just walks outside, and he sees all these like cheerful kids and just like a wholesome Stars Hollow. I have to say, I love the music that plays in the background while Jess is just observing Stars Hollow, because I feel like this is like a cherry on top. It was very much gold. I don't know what you guys
Yeah.
think about it, but that was the best scene.
I agree. I wrote that in my notes too, because I think the song is literally just called This Is Hell. And when
Yes.
he like walks outside, it just starts playing and he just looks so confused by Stars Hollow.
Yeah, like little girls are, playing jump rope or something, and then it's just like everybody's happy, and then there's him. He's wearing all black. He
People
just
are
seems
wearing
like,
matching outfits.
yes, everybody's so colorful, and then there's him.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's so funny, like watching the reaction to like what did I get myself into type like this like small town. It's like he probably thinks it's so weird.
Exactly. So then we go to the next scene. Rory's waiting outside the room where they're having the meeting for the paper, and then she like hears that there's people talking inside the room, and then she opens the door and she was actually misinformed of the time. So Paris eventually, like, she's sitting in the head of the table, and she assigns Rory a terrible like paving parking lot process paper where she has to just write about like what's going on and dig in deep and get like the dirt on the paving the parking lot. So it's pretty much just like a sucker story because Rory was quote unquote late, but she was just misinformed of the time. And then Rory, like after the meeting, Rory tells her that like no matter how many like crap stories you give me or like how evil you are, at the end of the day, on my like college admissions and my resume, I'm still gonna say that I worked on the paper here at Chilton, and you won't have, any say over that. So then she just like walks away from her, and Paris doesn't really answer back. She just kind of looks at her, and that's it. What'd you guys think of that scene?
Oh, Paris. I thought that was so mean of her to tell Rory the wrong time so that she can give Rory like a really boring article. But I like what Rory said back to her of like, you know what? It's still gonna say on my college applications that I was in the Franklin, so it doesn't really matter. So I was just the whole time I was like, okay, Rory, like go off. That's good.
Yeah, I thought the same. I thought it was like really low of Paris to do that to Rory, but I really loved how Rory handled it. I think it was very like mature of her.
Yeah, for sure. Krishma, do you want to talk about the next scene?
Yeah. So then still at Chilton, we transition over to Max walking down the hall and he runs into Rory and they both look at each other awkwardly and Rory immediately like runs the other way. And Max also turns and walks the other way. And it turns out that Paris is actually seeing all of this happen from a window and she looks suspicious while still being a bit confused. Then we cut to the diner where Lorelai walks in, and I found this funny. She like scares Luke while he's cleaning, because she pops up suddenly, and then she asks Luke how Jess is, and Luke is just giving her like short answers, like, "Oh, he's out," and Lorelai's like, "Oh, you don't know where he is? Like, you need to ask where he's going." And Luke is confused as to why he needs to ask him this. And he's just like, oh, well, Jess isn't 2 years old. Like, he's 17. He'll be okay. So then Jess walks into the diner and he tries to hurry upstairs, but Luke stops him and says, like, oh, Jess, this is Lorelai. And Lorelai introduces herself and tells him that he should meet Rory. And the whole time, I thought this was so funny. Jess just stands there and he's just silent, like staring at her. And Lorelai's just like, okay, you're dismissed, like as a joke. So then Lorelai asks Luke if he would be interested in bringing Jess over for dinner at her house, just to prove to Jess that not everyone in Stars Hollow is weird. And Luke agrees. Then we see Rory walking into the diner, and she's like, oh my God, I hate her. And Lorelai immediately is like, I know, right? Without having any context. And Rory is just like, oh, you don't even know who I'm talking about. And Lorelai says, "Oh, solidarity, sister." And then Rory just explains that she's referring to Paris, and she tells Lorelai about what happened at the paper that afternoon. Then Lorelai asks Rory if she ran into Max, and Rory very blatantly lies and is like, "No, I didn't run into him." And then Lorelai's just like, "Oh, isn't he your lit teacher this year?" And then Rory tries to cover up by saying that very tall people sit in front of her in class, so she didn't see him, which I thought was like a funny like cover up. So then Lorelai's just like, "Rory, like, tell me." And Rory caves and tells Lorelai about what happened in the hallway. And then Lorelai explains that just because Max isn't a part of her life anymore, it doesn't mean that he's not a part of Rory's. And she actually encourages Rory not to avoid him, especially on her account. And then Lorelai and Rory walk out of the diner, and Lorelai tells Rory that they're having a dinner to welcome Jess to town. So yeah, what did you guys think of these two scenes with Jess meeting Lorelai and with Rory and Lorelai talking about Max?
I thought it was just very interesting, the fact that Lorelai wanted to ask and she was concerned in a way. It was just interesting, like, the dynamic between... Well, it's not like she's seen Max, and I think she's just trying to observe, like, what's going on with him through Rory, which is interesting. But, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was, like, there was, like, you know, nice of Lorelai to, like, want to help Luke, but it's also interesting, like, the dynamic of that.
Right, exactly. And then we cut to Luke entering his apartment later on that day, and he sees Jess playing with cards and having a cigarette hang out of his mouth, which I thought, like, oh, okay, he's, like, classic bad boy right here. And Luke just stares at him and is like, "Oh, so did you get unpacked?" And he also asks Jess multiple questions, and Jess is actually counting the questions, and he's like, "Oh, you're at 18. I'm just waiting until you hit 20 questions. Then the phone rings, and Liz asks if Jess is okay, and Jess refuses to talk to her. So then Luke covers up for Jess, and then Luke tries to explain to him that Liz thinks it'll be good for him to live there, and Jess offers Luke a game of poker in return, to which Luke declines, and then he just goes on to explain how Lorelai is hosting a dinner for Jess at her house. And as Luke is talking to Jess, you could tell he's extremely nervous around him. So then Jess leaves, and instead of agreeing to go to Lorelai's, he basically just walks out. So yeah, what did you think of this scene overall?
I thought it was, like, super interesting how, like, the whole dynamic and everything. I think Luke doesn't really know how to handle it, so I just thought it was, like, really weird.
Oh yeah, I thought it was really interesting. I felt like Luke definitely doesn't really know what it takes to take care of a teenager. And he's just, like, slowly understanding, like, what it's gonna be like. But I think he's still, like, has a long way to go. And obviously he's still learning. And I don't think he cares for what, like, Lorelai is saying at this point. But, like, he's still trying to understand her perspective. But it was just very, like, interesting to watch. Because I didn't expect, like, a grown man, like, Luke to not understand what it takes to handle a teenager. They're just kind of funny.
Yeah, exactly. So then we transition to the next day, where Rory is super early for the school newspaper meeting, and Paris is shocked to see her there first. And Rory then clarifies that she just wants to make sure that the little mix-up that happened the other day didn't happen again. And then we get this amazing scene where Madeline and Louise walk in, and they both chat about the latest school gossip about who's dating who. And I think it's Madeline. I still get those two confused all the time. But anyway, she asked Paris if she could write a gossip column for the paper. And then Paris, like, has this amazing thing that she says. I actually looked up the exact wording to make sure I don't mess it up because it was so funny. But she's like, that's a hard one. I mean, this is the Franklin, a newspaper that's been around for almost 100 years. And there have been at least 10 former editors of the Franklin that have gone on to work at the New York Times. Six have gone on to the Washington Post. Three are contributing editors to the New Yorker. And I think even one of them went on to win the Pulitzer Prize. But never mind them. I could be the first editor in the history of the Franklin to introduce a column exclusively devoted to who Biffy is boffing today. You know, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. And then Madeline and Louise are just like, okay. So then the newspaper meeting starts, and the teacher who's in charge of the meeting praises the articles that were in the last issue and tells Paris that she should be proud of the team that she assembled. So then Paris thanks her, and the teacher says, you know, an incredibly mundane and seemingly unimportant subject like repaving the faculty parking lot was turned into this bittersweet piece about how everybody and everything eventually becomes obsolete, then you've really got something. So she tells Rory that she was touched by the article. And Rory then says that she owes it all to Paris. And the teacher advises Paris that she gives Rory something with a little more meat to it next time. And so then Paris bitterly is like, yeah, great idea. Then when everyone breaks out into different parts of the room to start working, Paris walks up to Rory and tells her that she should be proud of herself. Then Paris tells her that she's actually going to give Rory one of the best pieces, which is a profile on the teacher voted most popular from the year before. And it turns out that this teacher is Max Medina. So then Rory panics, of course, and is like, oh, Mr. Medina. And Paris asks her, yeah, is something wrong? Like, you of all people should be able to get an in-depth interview of him, unless something happened between him and your mother. And Rory basically is frantic, and she's just like, you know what? It's none of your business. And she agrees to do the story. So yeah, what did you guys think of this scene, and especially of how Paris assigned Rory this article, knowing that something was happening?
I think Paris was very surprised at the fact that Rory took that like terrible story that she gave her and she turned it into this like magnificent thing. I don't think she had an idea that Rory was going to take it to that type of a level. And now that the teacher like pretty much praised her, I feel like after she heard that like conversation, I don't think she heard it. She kind of just like saw what was going on between Rory and Max. She was like, okay, let me just give her the story and let's see like what happens. I think she's just trying to like torment Rory as much as she can and kind of just like continue to do that while she's on the paper, or like make her eventually like leave the paper at this point. We all know that Paris hates Rory at this point in their life.
Yeah, I agree. Again, this was also very low of Paris to do this to Rory, especially, you know, knowing what happened with like Max and Lorelai, and then I think she's purposefully trying to throw Rory off so she can have the upper hand on the paper. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was also low of Paris to do that, but also, like you guys said, not surprising. Yeah, and then we cut to the next scene where Suki and Jackson are cooking dinner at Lorelai's house for Jess's dinner party, and Suki is panicking as per usual about how she should make grilled cheese, and Jackson tries to calm her down by telling her that she already made pot roast, but he offers to cut up cheese anyways, which I thought was sweet. And then Lorelai enters the kitchen and she checks in on Rory and notices that Rory sounds crabby while she's typing on her computer. And then Lorelai hears like a knock on the door, and when she goes to answer it, Suki like randomly turns around and just blurts out, "What if he doesn't do dairy?" So then we see Lorelai answer the door, and it's Luke and Jess, and Luke explains to Lorelai that he let Jess take his bed and that Luke is actually sleeping on the air mattress himself. And from there, Lorelai invites Jess into the kitchen, and she introduces him to Suki and Jackson. And Suki and Jackson are both like exclaiming about how much they love the lemons, and they just keep like going on about it. And Lorelai explains to Jess that Jackson grows fruit and then scares people with it. And then, of course, the moment we've all been waiting for. Rory turns around because she's in her room. So she turns around from her desk and introduces herself to Jess. And then Jess is like, oh, yeah, I figured. And then he walks into her room and looks around and notices the amount of books that she has. And he basically is just like, oh, man, are we hooked on phonics? And Rory then explains that she reads a lot. And asks Jess if he reads, to which he replies, not much. And he's like looking at a copy of the book Howl. And Rory then offers to loan Jess that book. And he basically is just like, oh yeah, no thanks. Then he looks at Rory's windows in her room and asks her if they open. And then she explains that you just have to unlatch them and then push. And Jess is just like, okay, great, shall we? And motions to the window. And Rory looks so confused, and she's like, shall we what? And Jess says, oh, bail. And Rory is like, no, it's a Tuesday night in Stars Hollow. There's nowhere to bail to. The 24-hour mini mart closed 20 minutes ago. And then Jess offers that they could just, like, walk around or sit and stare at their shoes. And Rory is basically just like, look, it may not seem like it now, but Suki made a lot of great food, and it's actually going to be a lot of fun. Trust me. And Jess says, I don't even know you. And Rory says, oh, don't I seem trustworthy? And then Jess replies, maybe. And then Rory smiles at him and is like, okay, then let's eat. And then she walks in the kitchen and Jess just like stares at her walking away. Yeah, what did you guys think of the scene of Jess meeting everybody?
I loved his reactions to like everything. He's just being so judgy, like as if he's above it all type of a situation, and it just seems really funny, just every little reaction to his, especially like when he saw Rory's book collection. He was like, aren't we hooked on phonics? I cracked up when he said that, because it's ironic since he equally reads just as much. It's just that they haven't like showed it to us yet, but like we saw him like reading that other book before while he was just walking around town and perusing, and then later we'll see him like being interested in reading. So I just thought it was hilarious that he was like making fun of her for that, and the fact that he was like, oh, let's make a run for it, knowing, or not knowing, but like seeing how Rory is. She just seems like a calm, timid girl at this point. Like they're both strangers, like how would he expect this girl to just like go run away with him and just like not have this dinner that her at her mom's house. Yeah, it was just funny, but I loved all of the, like the lines and stuff. It was just
I completely agree. I thought it was like really funny how judgy like Jess was being of like, you know, he comes from New York, and like for him to like be in this like small town and like nothing to do at night, I think it's like super different for him, and the way he's acting is just like super judgy. And the fact that he just up and expected Rory to follow him out to like sneak around and stuff, I think he like was surprised at how like quote unquote goody two shoes she can be. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, and of course like being team Jess, the whole time I was like smiling when I saw him and Rory meet for the first time too, even though like it was kind of like an awkward meeting, like it was still like nice to see. So then Rory offers Jess a soda, and Jess is just like, oh yeah, don't worry, I'll get it. So then Jess goes into the fridge, and of course he grabs a beer. And then he like goes out the back door, and then we see everyone else in the living room grabbing food, and I thought this was so funny. Luke asks, like, where Jess is, and Rory explains that he's just getting a soda. But while this is happening, Lorelai hands Luke a plate of food, and Luke is just like, I'm sorry, you must have mistaken me for you, because the plate is, like, piled high with all this food, So Lorelai apologizes, and then she adds on another scoop of mashed potatoes. And then from there, Lorelai heads to the kitchen and takes something out of the oven, and she looks concerned because she doesn't see Jess in there. So then she looks in Rory's room and looks around the kitchen, and when she doesn't find him, she goes out the back door, and that's when she sees Jess trying to open up a beer. And then immediately she's like, "Oh, for me? Hey, thanks." And Jess looks disappointed that he got busted, but Lorelai then plays it pretty cool, and she asks Jess if he's not hungry, and how Suki made grilled cheese in case he doesn't like the pot roast. And Lorelai says, "Oh, you know, let me guess, you don't want to be here." And then she proceeds to relate to him by saying that she used to be in his shoes, and she did things like the chip on the shoulder bit, and how he should really give Luke a chance because he's a great guy. And then Jess looks at Lorelai very confused, and he's just like, "Oh, what? Like, are you sleeping with him or something?" And Lorelai is extremely shocked by this, of course, and she's like, "Excuse me? This is my house. I choose how I get talked to in it. Stay out of my fridge." And then she leaves. Yeah, what did you guys think of this scene?
Yeah, I mean, no, go ahead.
Right. I was really happy that Lorelai went and like talked to Jess, because I feel like Jess is one of those like types of adults in his life where they're gonna like tell him how it is, because Luke seems completely oblivious to like all the issues that Jess brings with him, and Lorelai is like trying to set him straight and like trying to explain like what the situation is and how he should be reacting instead of like how he is right now and just being like a bad boy or whatever he's trying to prove. So I'm very like happy that Lorelai is going there and talking to him and like saying all the right things, talking back. I feel like he's still hearing it, and I don't know, maybe something happens. But, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think Jess was being a little disrespectful towards Lorelai. I mean, like, he got invited to their house as a guest, and he just took, he's underage, and he took beer out of her fridge, and, you know, he's talking rudely with her, so I wasn't a big fan of him in this particular moment. But yeah, I think he definitely needed, like, Lorelai to, like, kind of give him a push, and I think she said the right things.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. And I like her approach to talking to him at first, too, because I'm sure Jess, like, throughout his whole life, he's used to people just, like, lecturing him all the time about, like, what to do and, like, what not to do in situations. So I like how Lorelai came from, like, a more compassionate place. Like, she didn't even, like, you know, yell at him for taking a beer at first or anything like that. And she was just talking about how, like, she can relate to him. So I feel like if he would have just like heard her out, I think it would have been really beneficial for him to hear that. So yeah, Anusha, can you tell us what happens next?
Sure. So then Lorelai tells him she's going inside and to stay out of her fridge, and she grabs the beer bottle and goes back inside. And she walks back into the kitchen, and she's clearly angry. And then Luke walks in and sees her and asks where Jess is. And Lorelai is, like, really snippy, and she's like, he's outside working on his Breakfast Club audition. She then tells him that Jess is way more screwed up than he thinks, and that she caught him outside with a beer, and that she tried to talk to him. And Luke gets a bit defensive and goes, "What do you mean, talk to him?" And Lorelai says that she was explaining to Jess how good he has it here and that he shouldn't blow it, and that she was trying to help him, but Luke tells her he doesn't need her help. And he tells her how he knows how to handle his nephew, and he calls her condescending, and that just because she has a kid, she thinks she knows everything. Lorelai tells him it's because she has a kid that she knows what she's talking about. But Luke keeps going, saying maybe she got lucky with Rory, and he accused her of getting pregnant at 16 and how that doesn't show the best decision-making skills. And then Lorelai just snaps at him to go find Jess and storms out of the kitchen. And as she's walking away, Luke goes, "Don't tell me what to do." And he goes outside. What did you guys think of this fight between Luke and Lorelai?
Lorelai is just trying to explain to Luke what it's like to have a teenager, especially like a troubled teenager like Jess. And Luke is just like not having it. He's like not aware of the fact that Jess is the way he is. And it just boggles my mind still at this point. Like, how are you not seeing all the signs? But yeah, it was just very interesting the way that Luke is reacting to this.
Yeah, I felt bad for Lorelai because, yeah, like you said, Jaina, like I feel like Lorelai was just trying to help, and Luke immediately was like, "Nope, that is like going too far. You should have just like not said anything." So yeah, overall, I feel bad for Lorelai.
Yeah. So then we cut to the next day, and Lorelai and Rory are standing outside Luke's diner, and Rory tells Lorelai that she's being childish, and Lorelai tells her the fight was a bad one, and Rory goes, "But it's Danish day. Are we really gonna let a stupid fight get in the way of Danish day?" And Lorelai tells Rory to go in and order two coffees and two Danishes to go. So Rory goes in and orders them, and Luke goes, "One of these is for her, isn't it?" And Rory tries to deny it and says it's all for her and that she's super hungry today. And Luke tells her he'll give her one coffee and one Danish, and she can sit where he can see her and finish it, and then he'll bring her the second one. And Lorelai tells him that's insane and that it's just a stupid fight between them. But Luke is adamant on the one coffee, one Danish rule. And he's like, "Take it or leave it." And Rory sighs in defeat and goes, "I'll take it." And she walks out and tells Lorelai he would only sell her one. And she gives her the Danish and decides to keep the coffee. And Lorelai goes, "What is a Danish without a coffee?" And Rory says she has to get to school and she walks off. And Lorelai then sees a kid crossing the street towards the diner. And she's like, "Hey, kid, come over here." And she basically tells him to go order her coffee. And Luke is inside serving some customers, and he turns around and through the window he sees Lorelai begging the kid to get her coffee, and he's just trying to like run away from her. What did you think about that? What did you guys think about that?
I thought the last part of Lorelai trying to convince the kid to go in, and she's like trying to hand him money, and he gets so scared and runs away. I thought that was like so funny. But yeah, it's always hard whenever Lorelai and Luke have a fight because that means that Lorelai doesn't feel comfortable going into the diner, which is like the number one place that she eats. So it's awful. But yeah, I thought it was also entertaining to see Rory trying to negotiate with him, with Luke, about like the Danish day stuff.
Yeah, I definitely felt bad for Lorelai. She really needs her morning coffee, and the fact that she had to, go to those leaps, it was just hard for me to watch because she needs her coffee.
Yeah, it was definitely like super funny. Then the phone rings in the diner and it's Taylor, and we don't really hear what he's saying from the other end. But Luke goes, "How do you know it was Jess?" And Taylor sounds super angry through the phone, and Luke tells him he'll talk to Jess and he hangs up. Then we cut to Chilton, and Rory walks into Max's classroom and it's completely empty, and they're a bit awkward at first. And Max says hi, and Rory says if she's too early, she can come back at a later time. But Max says, "No, now it's good." And Rory and Max are like, "This is weird." And it's just so awkward between them, and neither of them know what to say. But Rory finally takes a seat, and She pulls out a tape recorder to tape the interview that she has to do for the paper. And they get started with the interview, and Rory starts asking him questions, and the awkwardness between them diffuses pretty quickly. But then the topic of Lorelai comes up in the middle, and it gets a bit awkward again. And Rory shuts off the tape recorder she had on and tells Max that she really wanted him to be her stepfather. And Max tells her that he really wanted to be her stepfather. And they're silent for a few seconds, and then Rory starts the tape recorder again, and they continue with the interview. What were you guys' thoughts on this scene between Max and Rory?
That was really nice and like mature of Max to kind of make Rory feel comfortable after everything happened. It was really like good to see that they're both on like good terms, even though it was a bit awkward and everything that happened with Lorelai and Max. But he is really cares for Rory and wants her to understand that he does still, even though they're not together.
I thought it was also a very necessary conversation for them to have because obviously as we saw earlier in the episode when they both saw each other they both like panicked and ran away. So I think it was good for them to be able to like sit down and talk like not only for like the interview purpose but also talking about clearing the air in terms of like Max and Lorelai's broken off engagement. So yeah, I thought this was a really nice scene.
For sure. So then we cut to Jess walking out of his school, and Luke is waiting for him outside. And he tries to make small talk and like goes how it's school and stuff as they're walking. And Luke then tells him he got a call from Taylor, and he complained that Jess took money out of the donation cup that was meant to for the repair of the bridge, and asks if what he said was true or not. And Jess just goes, "Oh, it's not true." And Luke tells him that's not very convincing. And then Jess just bursts out in anger, saying Luke took him away from his home, his friends, his school. He brings him out here, and he goes, "What do you want from me?" and stuff. And Luke tells him he's trying to help, and Jess just yells at him to stop and to stop talking to him and stop following him and stuff. And Luke is like, "Is that really what you want?" And Jess is tells him yes. And Luke goes, "Fine." And Jess angrily says, "Thank you." And Luke replies in anger, "You're welcome." And then here comes my absolute favorite moment between Luke and Jess. They're walking over the lake on a bridge, and Luke just shoves him into the lake without saying a word and just keeps walking. What did you guys think about the scene between Luke and Jess and Luke pushing Jess into the lake?
The best scene of the entire show is that one. Anytime I think of like Jess and Luke, I always think about that scene. It's literally so iconic. I think Luke finally realized that Jess isn't gonna be a lot of trouble, and he was just like fed up already, and it's only been like a few days. And he was just like, "Yeah, I'm done with you. Goodbye." And kind of just like pushed him, still knowing that he's a responsibility, but like he was just so done at the time. He was like, "Nope, like I'm not even gonna deal."
I agree. It's so iconic. I feel like every time you look up Gilmore Girls like reaction GIFs online or anything like that, that is usually the number one thing that pops up is that scene of Luke pushing Jess into the water. So,
Yep.
yeah.
It's an iconic scene for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder how many like takes it took for them, like how many times he had to push him or something for them to get
Oh my God,
the
yes.
scene right. I'm gonna try Googling
Then cut to Lorelai's house, and Rory's in the kitchen doing homework, and Lorelai walks in saying complaining there's nowhere to get coffee.
it.
And Lorelai sees the interview question answer paper Rory was working on the table, and she asks Rory about it, and Rory tells her the paper did a piece on the student's favorite teacher from the previous year, and that Max had won and Paris assigned it to her. And Rory tells her that it went well and they got to talk to each other about some stuff. And then she goes out to get more supplies. And then Lorelai keeps looking at Rory's notes and says to herself, I sure know how to dump them. Lorelai then hears knocking and opens the door, and it's Luke, and he just goes, I pushed Jess into a lake. And then, and that he lost it and that she was right, and he's like freaking out, but Lorelai reassures him that he can do it, and just buying some sheets and a mattress is not going to take care of everything. And she tells him he'll help him out and she'll help him out and stuff. And then all of a sudden, Babette walks in and goes, have you seen Pierpon? And that Pierpon went missing, and Luke looks super confused and goes, who's missing? And Babette is like, Pierpon. And Lorelai tells him it's her gnome. And Luke then tells her she's gonna see Pierpon again really soon, because he guesses, he knows that Jess must have taken it. And then he leaves Lorelai's house and tells her that he'll see her tomorrow for a Danish day. And Lorelai goes, but it's not Danish day tomorrow. And Luke tells her, just be there. What did you guys think of the scene?
I love how Babette is so cute and innocent. But yeah, I actually really like the scene. It's like, thank God Luke finally understands. And then, like, Lorelai and Luke kind of just like patch up again. They're like in good terms and kind of on the same wavelength as to what's going on with Jess and like, you know, next steps of like how they should help each other because of the situation that Luke is in with stress. But yeah, overall, the whole Babette thing and Pierpon, yeah, that was gold. Yeah, it was a great scene. I liked it.
Yeah, same here. I like how Babette names her gnomes first off, especially weird names like Pierpon. And I feel like my favorite Luke quote was also in this scene where he talks about how kids always have jam on their hands.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, I used to quote that all of the time. Anytime I would talk about Gilmore Girls, I would always quote the, oh, kids always have jam on their hands. And by the way, I looked up our question that we had for the last scene of if they shot that, you know, Luke pushing Jess in the lake more than once. And apparently it was done in one take, but just in case
Oh,
they did it one more time. And apparently that is Scott Patterson's favorite scene to shoot. So it's Scott
wow.
Patterson being Luke.
Nice.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. So then we cut to Luke's apartment, and he walks in with a shopping bag and to where Jess is sitting, and he just throws a nicotine patch at him, and Jess is like sm sitting there smoking, and he throws a nicotine patch down at him, and like gum and hypnosis tapes and herbs, Chinese herbs, and a bunch of other things to help him quit smoking. And he then sets a bunch of rules for Jess, and he asks him where the gnome is and starts looking around the apartment. And he tells him he's n not just letting him fall off, and he's going to try to help him. And then Jess just walks out of the apartment. While he's outside, he sees Rory walking, and he walks up to her and he starts talking to her. And he hands her a book, and Rory tells him she has the same one and that she could have lent it to him. And he tells her that it is hers and that he put notes on the margins. And Rory goes, I thought you didn't read much. And Jess is like, maybe there's a lot of things you don't know about me. And that's the end of the
Okay, I love that scene.
episode.
Just because that's like the beginning of like Jess and Rory type of thing. I feel like even though
Yeah.
the whole like, you know, they first met and the whole bedroom scene, like, okay, that was fine, but like this is like the beginning of actual Jess and Rory because that's how they connect, you know, through the books and everything. So yeah, it was amazing. And I feel like at that point, like inside Rory's head, even though she's not realizing it right now, and we've given a lot of spoilers already, but like at this point, Rory's pretty much like, yes, Jess is hot.
This is it. Yeah, and I love how we get to like really see Jess and Rory's like dynamic here. Like,
yeah.
it's like very different from like the way her and Dean were. And I feel like you said, they really connected over like their shared love of books.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, completely agree. Yeah, I sort of mentally just now was comparing Rory's first meeting with Dean versus Rory's first meeting with Jess. And yeah, like you guys said, it's kind of night and day, because when she first met Dean, he was basically just kind of like watching her for over a week. And he noticed that she was reading Moby Dick, and that was his only like contribution to that. Whereas Jess and her can really like, they're really on the same level playing field in terms of like chatting about their interests, such as books. So yeah, I thought this last scene was so special with them, like with their banter and relating back and forth and quoting Oliver Twist. Like, it's just great.
Yeah, the fact that he like left notes in the book was amazing. Like, any person that loves to read and like you can read somebody else's notes, I feel like it'll just help her understand him a little bit more just through that. So even if they're not talking, it's still like a form of communication. I don't know. It's poetic in a way.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's so sweet. Even though he stole her book, like I feel like she was totally cool with it when she saw the notes in the margins and was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, he stole it for the right, you know, reasons.
Yeah. Right. He also stole her heart, you can say.
Oh.
Yeah, so after like chatting about this episode, what did you guys think overall about it?
It was an amazing episode. It had a lot of scenes that were like very iconic, and like the whole Jess meeting Rory, like finally looking like watching the series back, and it like made me super excited for this episode.
Yeah, I actually really liked this scene because it didn't just focus on like one issue or just one character. It was like everybody. So we had Luke, we had Max, we had Paris, we saw like Jess, we saw like different characters in like all of their little interactions and little scenes.
And we saw Babette and her beer pot.
Yes.
Right.
All these like little things that like came together to create this episode, which I thought was just like very interesting, because there was like small little storylines throughout with each of these characters. And so it was just like very important for us as viewers to just like understand kind of the different dynamics between the different people and like all the interactions and stuff. So I liked it. It was a really cool episode, and just the way that they brought in Jess so seamlessly was pretty cool too.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, everything kind of like intersected too with the storylines. Like, you had Rory and Paris going on, but then also like the Max storyline intersected, which then related to the Lorelai and Rory. So yeah, it was all done so well. And I feel like this is one of the most memorable episodes in the series. And I'm a little biased because, of course, it includes one of my favorite Luke quotes that involved jam hands and, you know, Rory and Jess making a connection with books and Luke pushing Jess into the lake and Jess appearing. So, yeah, this episode overall made me very happy because it's definitely one of the best episodes, in my opinion.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we'll be discussing a topic in the Gilmore Girls community, so definitely stay tuned for that. You can support our podcast by going to our link in the description, and you can also find us at Gilmore Gals Pod on Instagram. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and share this podcast with any friends that you know who enjoy Gilmore Girls. So we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.